The Morning Show with Declan Meehan on East Coast FM.
With thanks to Codling Wind Park. Visit Codling Wind Park in Wicklow Library between 16th and 18th of April to find out how we're supporting local communities and generating a greener Ireland.
Now, a little bit later on, we'll be talking to Hayley Rose Lynch. And Hayley Rose has been quoted as saying, "My dog's clothes cost thousands. I prefer to spend my money on him and not me." Now, I don't know many people would actually concur with what Hayley Rose is doing, but we're going to have a chat with her and see what's behind all this. Also, seagulls. Seagulls are moving inland to urban areas because their natural habitats have been destroyed by humans, it seems. But people are getting very annoyed with seagulls because they're becoming very, very aggressive. And, you can't sort of sit in peace on a park bench or something. And now come the seagulls, and they basically, to use the term, eat your lunch. And seemingly that's what they did. So that is the story. We're going to hear about them and what you could do about them and all that. And we're going to hear about an honour as well for Eamon and Andrew Breen, the brothers behind Atlantic Browing, who rode 3,000 miles all the way from the Canaries to Antigua in aid of charity. And they've been honoured with a special recognition award from Arklow Municipal District. And so many people have done all that in the past, and it's great to see the honour in there. So we'll be talking to them very soon. But that's an intriguing sort of headline there, isn't it? "My dog's clothes cost thousands. I prefer to spend my money on him, not me." Well, that's attributed to professional opera singer and dog parent to Luna, Hayley Rose Lynch. Hi, Hayley Rose.
Hiya, how are you?
How are you going? Well, I hope you're all happy together there now. That sounds great. But tell me, you know, the choice that you've made, or the choices that you've made when it comes to decking out your dog.
Oh, well, I mean, like I said in the article, she's only with us for such a short amount of time. So I like to make sure that she's everything she needs, that she's cozy and warm, she's got the best food, best treats, because she's the best girl, to be honest with you. So I just like to make sure that because she's with me for such a short amount of time, and she gives me so much love, so much friendship, everything, that while she's here with a short amount of time I have with her, I'm going to absolutely spoil her rotten.
Would she know? You know, dogs presumably take everything for granted.
I mean, I think she does know, because if we're ever somewhere, she comes everywhere with us. We always make sure we try eat in dog-friendly cafes, and we try bring her out as much as we possibly can. So if we're out somewhere and some places allow dogs on the chair beside you, some places don't, some even have dog beds to give you. But the places that don't provide any comfort for her, she definitely feels left out. She won't settle, and she'll just keep sitting at me, looking at me to pick her up and sit her on my knee. If she can't settle on the cold ground, then she'll have to settle on my knee. So I definitely think she doesn't like the finer things in life.
Okay, well, tell us about Luna. How did she come to be, can we say, yours? I'm hesitating because maybe you don't own her. Maybe it's a sharing role in life.
Oh, well, I mean, it's like everything. I mean, they're kind of like children. They're little living beings. They rely on us for absolutely everything. So it takes a village. But she is solely mine, even though my partner and my family all help out with her. But how we came to have her is that, I mean, it was during the second year of the lockdown and the pandemic. And I, for some reason, decided to go into a master's. I mean, if you're going to be sitting around for however long this lockdown was going to happen, may as well continue my education since the rest of the world was closed down. So I jumped straight into a master's from my degree. And, you know, as a performer, where all the theatres were closed, it was a very scary time for the entertainment world. We didn't know if or when anywhere was going to open up again. So when that's your main career path, it can be quite a scary thing when you've devoted so many years into it. So I was quite in a dark place, and unfortunately it got to a point where every time I went to open my mouth to sing with my coaches or just practice myself, I would just burst into tears, and I just couldn't do it anymore. And my family, who have always been my number one supporters, they just were really struggling watching me being so down, as I'm always such a bright and bubbly person. So it wasn't until one of my friends came to pick me up and, you know, soldier me on through this master's, and she had suggested to that I got a dog because, you know, it's amazing. Anyone that has the pleasure of owning one, they know that they have to take them out on their walks. You have to get up in the morning to feed them. They have needs that we as owners have the responsibility to fulfill. So it just gave me another outlet that I focused on. And it wasn't all about myself. I had to focus on Luna. I had to, you know, make sure that she had her food, she had her walks, she was getting the training, she was being socialized. So it just kind of took the focus of me being in my own little dark bubble for however long that lasted for. But as soon as she trotted in, it was as if just brightness came, and I've never, ever looked back. I've been singing ever since, and the world has opened up again. So I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, and there's been lots of studies about the beneficial aspect of having a dog or owning a dog. So tell us about Luna then.
Oh, well, Miss Luna Cabajon. Well, she's, well, I don't know if you'd call her famous, but she's like a little Insta-famous Instagram doggy. She's 3 years old. She's a little white Cabajon, which is a King Charles Bichon mix. And her little tagline, as everyone calls her, is sassy but classy, because she is one sassy little lady. We were in RTE's documentary hashtag dog there in 2022, and the film crew, there was a few of us in the cast, and the film crew couldn't believe that every time they put on the camera or they had the boom mic, she didn't flinch. Other dogs was running away, she just sat there and she posed for as long as they needed her to, so they were very impressed. So she's just full of personality, she's just full of love. She has her little girl gang, her little friends. They meet every Sunday on the beach or at the park, and she's her little girl gang. So that also makes me more social as well with my new group of friends, because I would never have had the amount of amazing friends who are also dog owners without her. So that's also another thing. She just, to be honest with you, she's kind of like a magnet. She just brings positivity and just everything and everybody to her, and just brings everybody together. So just a little sunshine.
Right. Well, very good. Well, life seems to be good with yourself and your partner and the family and Luna.
So, everyone.
Indeed. Great to talk to you, Ellie Rose. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much. See you again. Bye.
Take care and give the dog a pat on the head from us, okay?
Oh, don't worry. She's here smiling at me.
All righty. Hayley Rose Lynch there, who's a professional opera singer and dog parent to Luna.